Let's go with the message today. Here it is coming up, Family Counsel. The idea for this message series was just things that's just good counsel. A few weeks ago, Mama said, get out your notepad. Remember? And we just looked at a few things and about relationships. And today, I'll tell you what, this is a big subject. Let's talk about it. Not going to go into all the detail. We've got a lot of material on this. You can find more information about it if you'd like to by going to our web and stuff. But we have to keep our time, so we've cut it back a bit. Let's check it out. Here we go, Rod. Let's roll. Say that with me. That's how we do church. Come on. Don't lose your... Don't lose your cool. That's some of the best counsel you'll get in family. And some of us, we grew up different. We grew up with, in my situation, Mama screaming at Daddy. Daddy screaming at Mama. Mama hitting Daddy. But Mama didn't want Daddy to scream at him. I'm sorry, anyway. That's how I grew up. That's what I saw. And we hear that. And the way we talk to each other is just, get loud, yeah, yeah! Now, loud ain't bad sometimes. Say we ain't talking about volume here. Now, boy, ain't what we're talking about necessarily. Losing your cool, getting angry. Let's talk about it. We're going to walk with it, Roger. I need your help, baby. Here we go. Let's check it out. Why do we lose our cool? Why do we lose our cool? Just a few thoughts for you. Because we're what? Say it with me. We're sinners. We're sinners. We're sinners. Okay? But don't use that as an excuse. Okay?
Well, I'm just a sinner. That's why I slapped you. I'm a sinner. That's why I cussed you out. Yeah. Come on. All right? We can do better.
We're sinners, but God is what? And we say we know God, and we say we're believers in Christ, and we are believers in Christ, and we do know Him, and we do have His presence in us. We have the Holy Spirit. Okay? Why do we lose our cool? Because we say it with me. We what? You ever gotten mad, and later you look back on it, and you were crazy for getting mad like you got mad? Can I see some hands in the house? Come on, raise some hands in the house. Okay. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. We misinterpret circumstances because we're sinners, because we are fallible. We don't know what the other person's thinking. We think we do. And, you know, it causes some problems. All right? But guess who doesn't do that? Say, God doesn't misinterpret any circumstance ever. He knows the end from the beginning, knows it all, period. Well, I'm not saying we don't know it all, no. But our Father and the person we love and who's in our life, Jesus Christ, He certainly can help us. Amen. Are you hearing me so far? Keep looking. Why do we lose our cool? Say it with me. Because we feel what? And we do what? We feel threatened and we react too quickly. Usually, in situations, if we walk away, take a little time, think about it a little bit better. It usually turns out a little bit better, don't it, say? And that's just common sense. Okay? So we feel threatened. We respond quickly. Guess who doesn't do that? God never feels what? I'm going to tell you something, right? Did you know you don't threaten God at all? God, I don't know how big and bad you might think you are. Listen to me. You kidding me? I was not threatened by you. Listen, He's not like that at all. We don't need to be like that either. But we are sinners, and we are human, and we aren't Him. But you have Him. You belong to Him. You can do this. Most things in life I've found in preaching, in my own life personally, or in coaching, if you don't think you can do something, there's a good chance you're not. Did you know that, say? So if you, well, I've just got a bad temper. Well, I just can't do any better. Well, I was just raised that way. Well, you just don't understand who I'm married to. You just don't understand my children. You'd probably be surprised how much I do understand and how much other people in this congregation understand, and you're just an excuse maker. Did you hear me this morning? Say, if you want to get better, you want to do better, you can do better. Yes or no? Say, if you care about your family, man, if you care about people, this is a big deal. And oh, by the way, this works good at business. It works good in any place you're gonna travel the circle. Oh my goodness, it works especially good in church. Amen. Say. But for an hour, sometimes we can dress it up and fake it. We'd like to do a little better than that, because you can't do that with family. They're with you 24 hours. And that's why so often we're different. And we act different at church than we do at the house. Why? Well, because we're sinners, because we do what we just said. Keep looking. Why do we lose our cool? Say it with me. Because we respond with what? Vindictiveness. You did that to me? I'll do this to you. To get even. And just from bitterness, something inside of us. And for a lot of us, it's been a long time. It's been we were brought up this way. But Jesus died on the cross. You know, we say this sometimes. You know, Jesus died, and He died on the cross, and you know, the Scripture says, and by His stripes we're what? We're healed. And guys, we all know we're going to die one day. We all know that. It's going to happen. Is that correct? Sure it is. Point of man wants to die. After this, the judgment. But that by His stripes we're healed. You know, there's a lot of healing that can take place other than just physical healing because of Jesus. How many would say, Pastor Gary, I've received all kinds of healing in emotions, in the way I used to be, different things I thought. I've received all kinds of healing that wasn't physical healing, but mental, emotional healing. I've received so much healing from Jesus over my lifetime. Can I see your hand? That's what this is. You can do this. Did you hear me? Yes or no? You okay? Have I put you asleep already? Come on. Now listen, we respond with vindictiveness. God responds with what? He's always right in the way He responds. And that's the problem when we lose our cool. We're sinners. We're not always right. And that's why we get ourselves in a bunch of mess. Okay? So, why do we lose our cool? Oh boy. Oh boy. Here we go. Because we get what? Emotional. This is me. I didn't realize I had all the emotion I have. People tell me, you're crazy. I'm just emotional. No, that's what happens. We get emotional and lose control. Is that correct? Yes or no? The heat of the moment. Now, some people are more stoical, and they don't do that. Okay? Well, God bless you if you're like that, because I ain't. You know, and that's not a bad way to be. But that doesn't mean you don't lose your cool, too. Sometimes we can do it different ways. Okay? So God never loses what? And He always has it what? Together. I guess you're seeing the point is that, you know, God, yeah, we do this, and yeah, we have struggles, but wait a minute, I'm a believer in Christ, and He wants to help me, and who better to help me than Him, because He doesn't have a problem with losing His cool. Are you seeing what I'm thinking? That's why I wrote it this way. Why do we lose our cool? This happens to me. Because we get what? Fatigued. That's not fatigued, okay? Okay, when I say it's because of me, don't be thinking that, okay? Don't be thinking that. I didn't say that. It's because He's heavy. That's why He does this. That's not what I said. Come on back here. Stay up here with me. Here we go. Because we get fatigued and we respond what? How many would say with an uplifted hand, Pastor, I've done that, especially when I get tired? You see what I mean? Does that give you an excuse? Say, take a nap! Go to bed earlier. Shut off the day. Whatever. You see what I'm saying? Doesn't give us a right to hurt people and respond and be angry and lose our cool with people. Right? Yes or no? Especially in our family. God never gets what? And He always responds what? Correctly. So we're just seeing us and God. And you know He's going to be a whole lot better at all this than us. But can we be better because of Him? Oh yeah. Why do we lose our cool? Oh boy. Because we get, say it with me, and we what? Lash out. Yeah, it could be a situation we're in. It could just be at home. We know we're wrong. Say that. We know we're, one more time. We know we're
But you know what? It's easier for me to just lose my cool and get all in your face instead of facing the embarrassment of I was wrong. No, we can't say that. And we'd rather rain on your parade. See how we are? Or are you saying out there, Gary, that's just you? I preach messages like this and I try to relate with you, and many times you leave me out to dry. You hang me out to dry. You make me feel like you're the most holy people ever, and I know it ain't true. Come on. God never gets what? Ever. So, we're seeing some things. Ooh. What have we learned so far? God is, and we are. Now, this is good for us, though, because a lot of times, not necessarily with losing our cool, but we get so full of ourselves. All you got to do is think about just a few things in your life emotionally and how you respond. All of a sudden, you realize you're not God after all. You don't need to be thinking you're holier than everybody else. Amen? Yes or no? Because you're not. Just do a little introspection. That's what we did on just one topic. And what did we come to the conclusion of? Wow, God does a whole lot better at this than I do. Right? Yes or no? So God is God and we are not. Now, that's why the Bible says, listen, Ephesians 4:26, say it with me, be ye angry. Hang on, let's back it up again. Be ye and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. So listen, does it say we're never to be angry? No. Certain things are going to make us angry. Certain things should make us angry. Okay? But the Bible says, pop that scripture again, Rod. But the Bible does say we're to be angry, but to not what? Let's do another little thing. Come on, I know we're having house cleaning here. Come on, let's do it this morning. How many would say, you're not saying today, but just somewhere in your life, you can think of something right now when you got angry and you know it was a sin. Can I see your hand? You did that. It was sin. It was sin. It was wrong. I was wrong. And I sinned and it was wrong. I shouldn't have done it. That's what the Bible's talking about. Be angry, but don't sin. Don't let the sun go down upon your wrath, because when you do that, you're giving place to the who? That's why to resolve anger, to be able to say, I'm sorry, but wait a minute, we've already talked about it, didn't we? Didn't we have a message on that one? It was called, feel sorry before you what? The easiest thing to do is when you lose your cool and you've made a real whatever, you fill in the blank of yourself. Excuse me. Listen, the easiest thing for us to do, oh, I'm sorry, as the carnage lays on the floor in the house and you've just ruined the spirit and everything that's going on there in that house. Oh, I'm sorry. That's why I gave the message, feel sorry before you say sorry. Because it's not that simple when it says be angry and sin not, and you're angry and you sin. It's not so easy to take the little old eraser like they had in the back in the day when they just erased the chalk off the board and like, okay, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. No, because the damage is done. Did you hear me? Be angry and sin not. Don't let the sun go down upon your what? What do you think that means? Deal with it what? Quickly. How many have done real well with anger just welling up inside of you through the nighttime and the next day and the next week? Did you do pretty good with that? That's how people kill people. You understand that? Say. You think about it. Your roommate, y'all is kind of mad. Is that true? Yes or no? Sure it is. So, here's something I say. Here it is. Anger can be repressed, suppressed, expressed, or, let's say that again. Anger can be repressed, suppressed, expressed, or, did you get it? Let's do it one more time. Anger can be repressed, suppressed, expressed, or confessed. Here's another one. Anger can be, help me now, held back, turned in, acted out, or given up to God. Let's do that one again. Did you see how that worked with the previous one? Here we go. It can be, anger can be held back, turned in, acted out, or
given up to God. But see, because God is God and we are not. He can help us with this. And if you're here today and you're not an angry person, you never get angry, you don't ever lose your cool, well, God bless you today. I got a feeling it's going to happen somewhere in your life. Okay, or maybe it'll help you better understand why people do it to you or where you're at or your place of work or in your home. You know what I mean? How many already are saying, this is helping a little bit? Can I see your hand? Just some hands today. Good, that's what we want to do. I don't want to waste my time up here. If nothing else is good for Gary, I'm having a good time today. Amen. Don't lose your what? Cool. How can I give it to God? How can I then give it to God, Pastor? How can I give this anger, or how can I make sure that I'm not losing my cool? What can I do if I have this struggle? And we all struggle with this at some point. Oh boy, look at that word. These are like bad words if you don't want to get better. Say that word with me. Humility. 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 Humility just goes against the grain of anger and that mess, doesn't it say? Humility. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from what? All unrighteousness. Humility. As far as losing your cool, having an issue with anger and struggling with that, be honest with God. Say that with me. Guys, even back in coaching, right, coach? If a kid thinks he's running to play the right way and he's doing the blocking the right way and the schemes the right way, if he thinks he's doing the right way and he's got it all wrong and screwed up, this is not going to work out, is it? No, and it's not going to work out for you. It's not going to work out for you if you deny that this is an issue and that you need help here. You need to be what? Be what? Honest. I want help here. I'm not good here, Lord. Help me. Keep looking. Admit it and agree with God that who? Or what? Wrong. Who wouldn't want to have a better home environment? Who wouldn't want to have a better relationship with your husband or wife or with your young'uns? Who wouldn't want to be better at the office? Better with your peers? Don't be so bullheaded that you don't want to be blessed and have a better life. God wants to bless you. God, bless me. I can't because you're bullheaded. Sorry. Well, I don't know why God ain't blessing me. It's because you're a nut. Okay? Come on. You hearing me today? Yeah. Be what? Be what? For your what? Is sorry just saying you're sorry? No, we didn't learn that. Sorry is what? Feeling you're sorry. If you need to go back and look at that message, you can do it. Be certain. Now look at this. Humility. When dealing with anger, not losing your cool and wanting to move forward, wanting to be blessed, wanting to be better, and you're having the spirit of humility and you're confessing, then do this. Be what? Certain that you're forgiven. Be certain that you're forgiven. If you're honest with God, if you are struggling in this area, if you confess it to Him, I'm not saying with a big old magic wand He's going to wave down all of a sudden, you're not ever going to be angry again. No. But you're being honest with Him. You're dealing with Him. You're talking to Him. Know that He made you. He fearfully and wonderfully made you. He knows you sin. I sin. That's why He gave His Son Jesus. So He's not. We're the only ones that think we're more righteous than we are. He doesn't see us that way. He sees us as messed up. Do you understand? So when we confess and we start talking to Him, He's cool with it. He's good with it. And when we're honest with Him, He does forgive. You got to be certain of that. Don't lose your cool. Because so often, if we don't really truly walk in that forgiveness, it's so easy to respond with anger or whatever the sin might be again. It's so easy to fall because we give place to the devil and the devil knows just how to do it. You understand? Yes or no? Did I lose you? Okay, you look sleepy. Forgiveness. So humility, number two, forgiveness. Say that with me. And forgive us as we forgive our debtors. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him and not cut his head off with his sword in my hand? till seven times? Can I just do it seven times and off with his ear or off with something? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto you until seven times, but until how many? 70 times seven, which is not a number we need to keep count. If you're keeping score, you're not really dealing with your cool here. Losing, you know what I'm saying? Don't keep counting. You're almost there. I got one nerve left and you're what? On it. See, we do that. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He's on the cross, and they parted his raiment and cast lots. Here's our Savior. Goes back to God is good at this. God can help you with this. God knows how to help you with losing your cool. God is all about this, helping you. Amen. When we can accept forgiveness from God, and we can give forgiveness to others, that's a lot of times why we lose our cool, is because somebody's hurt us. When we can accept forgiveness from God and we can give forgiveness to others, then we are what? What's the word? What's the word? Freed from many of our hurts and our frustrations from the what? See, guys, Jesus said this. Take no thought for tomorrow what you're going to eat or drink or put on. He basically told us to live today. And he says, sufficient is the evil today. To be able to unload the past hurt somebody's dealt to you, to be able to unload that, to ask God to forgive you for your faults, but also to forgive somebody else who's hurt you, the load that can take off of you, and you can deal with the evil today, will most likely help you with your anger problems. Did I lose you there or not? But to still do all this in the past, it's a big problem. How much more we got? We doing? Help me, Raj. Accepting forgiveness and giving forgiveness leaves us less what? By what? And makes us better able to focus on what? The good things! The good things! I want a good life! I want to be happy! Say that with me. I want to be happy! Man, happiness is not somebody else doing for you. Happiness is a choice you make. It's a choice you make. I'm tired of that mess and thinking about this junk and going through this. And sometimes it means hanging out with a different crowd. It means a lot of things. But the point is, come on. Take charge of you, man. Keep looking. Now, how not to lose your cool. What are you looking at me like? You're in deep trouble, Clark. Number one, realize you belong to Jesus. If you even have to just give me the head points on this, I'd appreciate it. Realize you belong to Jesus. I'm His. No, I can't do this on my own, but I can do how many things? Through who? Who strengthens me. I can do this. I belong to Jesus. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, that's self-control. Matter of fact, you control yourself and all these other things will happen in your life. Good things will happen. Okay? Number two, so, realize you belong to Jesus. Number two, say it with me. Rejoice in the... How many times? You got to be thinking like that. Instead of looking for the negative, instead of looking for this bad, you'll find the bad if you want to see it. You'll even make it up. Misinterpret things. Isn't that what we talked about earlier? But if you're wanting to rejoice in the Lord and look for the good things, you'll see it. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say what? Rejoice. How? By praying. Be careful for nothing. And everything, give thanks. Keep going, Raj. By praying to God. By the peace of God. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God by praising God. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, what? Think on these things by praising God. Number three, this is a word, crazy word, word I use. Reject ruminating. That's a southern word, or just a crazy Gary word. Reject ruminating. What's that? Keep looking. It means to turn a matter over in your mind, over and over in your mind. Like a cow chewing his kid. Those people were so bad to me. Listen. The Bible says if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on what? Reject ruminating. Reject thoughts in your mind. Reject people hurting you. Reject things that have happened to you. I'm not saying reject that's part of your life. It was part of your life. But if you want to make it worse and you don't want to get better with you and you taking charge of you, you just keep rejecting on that. You just play the victim and you be that and you be that and you'll always be that. Well, I'm not content with being what I've always been. I want to be what I can be. I want to be better. I want to be blessed. I want to get to happiness. I want to be a happy person. Amen. Don't meditate on mess. Don't spend time with critical people. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Don't spend time with critical people. Coming up to you, you're just that, you're this, and your hair ain't right. And you're, well, you know what? You're about to get punched because I'm walking this way that right now. Right there, I just did this. You hear me? I matter too much to spend my time and my life with somebody that's going to be putting me down and being critical and things like that. And I understand in families a little bit different. I'm not saying just pull up stakes and leave everybody. I ain't saying that. Don't fantasize on your own what? How right you are, how wrong they are, how right I am, how wrong they are, how right I am, how wrong they are. Oh boy, you're getting better, aren't you? Number four. Run the race. Run the race. Brethren, I count not myself to apprehend it, but this one thing I do, I forget those things which are behind. I reach forth those things which are before. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I care about me. I care about my attitude. I care about my temper, my anger, where I came from, how I talk, things like, have I arrived? No, I ain't arrived. It's my race to run. I make the choice to run the race instead of sitting on the sidelines being content with who I am and the way I talk and the way I act and the way I respond to people. Run the race. Get in the game. Are you hearing me today? Come on. This is good. I like this. Keep going, Raj. Run the race. Got to go. Got to go. Got to go. Got to go. I can do all things through Christ. I got to go. Is that the message? That's a miracle. Say it with me. Don't lose your... Oh, now y'all coming alive. One more time. Don't lose your cool, baby. Amen. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.